You want to get along, just say the word shalom. And every Jew will talk to you. And even if you don't know Hebrew, because I didn't know any. And sometimes the Holy Ghost would tell me what some Hebrew meant, which was really cool. And I prayed for her back, and her back's on fire. She goes, "What did you do?" I said, "Just prayed. It's the Holy Spirit. He's touching you." She goes, "It's fire." She's bending over and checking her back. And it's just amazing because I made a friend like right away. She's one of the tour people. And her back's healed, and I got to share Jesus, and I was sharing with her. And the Holy Spirit told me to share about the bronze serpent on the pole. And I shared that, and that's what Jesus, that was Jesus on the pole. And anybody that looks, she goes, "Oh." And some guy busted in right away, and he was just a hard, he's on the tour. He's an older man. He looks at this lady, and he goes, "All you need is Jesus in your heart." Just right like that. And I was like, "Oh, hey, look, I'll talk to you again." I backed out. And it was just really weird because you can't do that, you know. And he didn't mean anything by it. He was an angry man. He was on the tour. He had a lot of money. He came on the tour just because he had money and he wanted to. Well, like 3 days later at the baptism service, I had prayed for... I saw like a couple hundred people healed on the streets, the Jews, the Muslims, all of them. It was unreal. And this older man comes up to me and he's just the angry guy, you know, and he didn't talk to me after that first time. And I'm going to skip around a bit, okay, and bounce around, but we're in the same week, okay, that I was there. So, and I'm going to go to scripture because it's real important. The Lord put something on my heart really strong, and because you're a steward.